everybody, and welcome to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by Two and a Half Athletes. We are coming to you from the Pacific Lutheran University campus in Tacoma, Washington. This show is a convergence of mass media and laser Lute Air Student Radio. I'm Christian Bond. I am accompanied today by Kellen Westering. Kellen, how are you doing today?
You know, Christian, I'm doing great today. You know, it's been a tough week. We had to put my dog down on Sunday, and that's always a tough deal. You know, he was a golden retriever. His name was Reggie. Was about 10 years old, and you know, they live to about 12 years old, 11 to 12, and so he had a good life. And but it's been a tough week on the family. I've had a lot of support from the PLU community, to be honest with you, because the word's kind of gone out fast. And our professor in communication, Christian, you know, Joanne Lasowski, I was emailing her because I couldn't make one of the meetings this week, and she said, "Dogs are the only creatures that love us more than themselves."
Yeah,
and that just kind of resonated with me, and I thought was a very, very profound statement by Joanne Lasowski. But on a lighter note, folks, if you want to call the show today, because if anyone is missing two $100 bills with a rubber band around it, call in the show because we found the rubber band.
Ah.
It's a terrible joke. that was a good delivery, though.
No. Dad's all right. Dad's everywhere are laughing.
And then, folks, the quote, we're going to start doing quotes of the week. My quote of the week, you know, we used to do it in the PLU Mass, you know, news at 9. I used to do the quote of the week. I'm also going to do the quote of the week on this show. The quote of the week this week comes from Jim Harbaugh's father. Folks, are we ready for this?
Mr. Harbaugh?
Here we go. Mr. Harbaugh. This is what he used to tell Jim before he would drop him off at school. He would tell him, "Attack the day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind."
So you just wonder why he coaches like he does now.
Exactly. It's from his father.
And after a week of absence, Drew Artisoni is back in studio. Drew, what is going on?
You know, it's great to be back. I mean, I think I had a pass as far as you guys are concerned, as well as absences go, playing the Northwest Conference tournament.
Yep.
A couple big win. Really nice game against Whitworth. You know, they were the better team. They ended up beating us. But before we get on and go into all that, I got to ask you a question, Christian.
Go for it.
What do you mean by 2.5 athletes?
Well, you see, we didn't really commit to like a brand. We've kind of branded ourselves. Kellen and I were thinking, you know, this is a sports talk show. I'm in here. I got, you know, Kellen Westring, obviously a member of the PLU football team. Drew, you're yourself, member of PLU's basketball team. But, you know, me, emotionally, I'm an athlete. You know, when I saw the Northwest Conference tournament say that you guys stunned Whitman, I got a little upset. I don't think it was a stunning. You guys beat them 2 out of 3 times, both on their home floor. Got a little mad, you know,
Yeah. Didn't
like that. Let's see, you know, even spiritually, I'm an athlete. I'm right there with you guys, you know, it's in my soul. It's right here. All right. However, I'm built like I'm 35 years old.
Don't go 35. Don't go 35. Don't go that high.
Come on. It's not that, but no.
The full dad body.
No, stop.
You know, physically, I just don't make the grade anymore. So, you know, I'll give myself, you know, a half athlete. We'll be the 2.5 athletes.
2.5 athletes. See,
Christian, if I were to compare you to an athlete, I would compare you to Scalabrine.
I would take that so quick.
That is brilliant. You know, I like it. I like the brand. As far as stunning Whitman goes, I was stunned with the way we handled Whitman. I was not stunned that we beat Whitman. We're the better team, and we know that we play better basketball than they do. And we came in with a really nice game plan constructed by Coach Dickerson and Coach Isaacson. We had a really great game plan coming in, and we just executed. It didn't stun us that we beat them. It stunned us that it threw them out of their stuff as much as it did, and we handled them as well as it did. But as far as this, like, 2.5 athletes thing,
yeah,
I think we may need to amend it just a bit more.
Really?
Maybe, like, 2.25.
Why is that?
Because as slow as I am, I don't think I make the full athlete portion.
Man, you're on a team. You classify as an athlete.
Are you sure? You write for the basketball team. You know, we consider you a part of the team, you know, spiritually and emotionally.
There it is.
You know, that's a part of an athlete you are. But you cover games. You cover games, Kellen. I'm slow. Really slow.
Self-awareness is key.
You take charges better than anybody I've ever seen, though. I got to be honest with you.
That's my head. I just don't want to be in the right spot, though.
That's awesome. Folks, I want to remind those of you who are listening to most of these stories we will be talking about today, you can find this at massmedia.plu.edu. We want to hear from you, our listeners, throughout the show. Feel free to call into the show at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332.
All right, let's start off by talking, you know, a little bit more about PLU men's basketball. you know, what a season it was for you guys. Statistically, as far as wins are concerned anyway, it was the best since 1997 and 98. We were like 3-4-5. So tell us about it.
Well, I mean, all the pieces came together at the right possible time. We were really happy to give the seniors a good last season to remember, since they've struggled the entire time there at school. They've been here, and you know, I can't understate how special this team was, just not in terms of just like, oh yeah, we won a ton of games, and that's all anybody sees. I feel like college basketball teams, college coaches, you're judged by the number of tallies you put in the W column. But if you ever come to a game, and you guys are there at every game, so I don't have to tell you guys, but if you look at the way we play the game, this team played a visually pleasing brand of basketball. We moved the ball well. We were extremely unselfish. We played good physical defense, well, or as physical as you can be with the new rule changes. We played, you know, a good brand of physical defense, and you know, it was a great year, and we made a run to the tournament, and you know, that's something that this school hasn't done in a very long time. We played for the Northwest Conference Championship, which is something this school hadn't done. I asked Tyler since the '60s. So that was, you know, pretty good. And we played, you know, we went punch for punch with a pretty good Whitworth team.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they ended up beating us. But, you know, we were right there in the first half, and they came out in the second half, played like the number three team in the country. It happens.
It does, yeah. You're right there on top of it. Something I couldn't help but notice, you know, during the Whitman game, you know, I watch you guys all year long. Obviously, I wrote for you guys. The subtle differences that you guys were playing with against Whitman. You know, Coach Dickerson screams at you guys to push the ball down the floor, and you're not necessarily the best fast break team, but it creates shots for guys. It's more of like a medium break, I guess, if you want to describe it that way, right or wrong.
So what Coach Dickerson calls it, we call it push patience.
Okay.
So you push the ball. If you got an easy one, take it. If not, be patient. And so what we did was, what was Whitman, you guys have watched them play. Everybody who tuned into the game saw them play. They are a go-now team. Their defense is their offense. They don't run a lot of half-court stuff. They're not used to someone just breaking their press and then stopping and then running a set. That's something they're not used to doing. Well, what we were going to do is we decided we were going to take all the air out of the basketball, and if we were going to be, and if we were going to shoot the ball, it was going to be the best possible shot we could have gotten in the full 35-second shot clock. We weren't going to let them speed us up. We were going to dictate the tempo, and we got them out of their stuff, and they really didn't know what to do after that. They trailed, I think, their complete rest of the game.
Yeah, see, now being disciplined enough, you know, to play kind of a couple different styles of basketball, I'll open it up to both of you. Do you guys see that as more of a testament to the players being able to do that, or the coaching staff being able to say, hey, we need to play this way to win, or we need to do it this way? Who is that more of a credit to?
Well, I think it starts, you know, in any sport, it starts, you know, with the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the players at the college level are going to listen to the coaches. And it's too bad. I know, Christian, you were able to get the live stream for the Whitman game. I couldn't quite get it with where, you know, I live in Parkland, 115th Street, couldn't quite get the internet connection to work. But, you know, I watched a little bit of the game. But like I said, the connection wasn't very, very good. But, you know, looking at the stats and obviously hearing you talk, Drew, it just sounds like you guys went in and made them extremely uncomfortable. And this was an away game for you guys. And so that's a huge tribute to Coach Dickerson, Coach Isaacson, like you just mentioned that. I mean, you guys are playing, you guys are on the road, and you're getting them out of their game. And in a way, you can kind of compare it to the Super Bowl. You know, Cam Newton was rattled. Women looked kind of rattled, you know. And reading the recap of the game, like I said, couldn't really watch it live, but it just seemed like you took them out of their game. And I thought you guys were going to beat Women, Drew. I promised on the Bible, I really thought that. I didn't think it'd be by 12 or 13 or however many it was. And I think that's exactly kind of the same page that you're on.
That was the stun portion I was talking about. But as far as, like, different styles of play, like, this team, like, we're deep to the point where if we need to alter styles of play, that's what we do. I mean, take it like this. Bryce has played 30 minutes a year plus consistently every single game. Right, Christian?
That's a lot.
I mean, you cover.
Yep.
That's about correct. Okay. He played 22 at Whitman.
Wow.
Right.
Why? They went small.
It's got to be a matchup thing.
They went small, and so they end up – I'm the only guard who knows the offense from the five. So they end up entering me in at the five to guard small, because then we played small, and, you know, I played, I think, 15-some-odd minutes there. I scored a little bit, and it was – I, you know, did my role. It was a great game.
Right.
And, you know, we adapted. We threw the book at them. They saw that they needed to make adjustments, so they tried to make the adjustment to take Bryce out. Bryce had scored 20 points against them back-to-back, and so I think it was time they tried to get him out of the game, and it ended up backfiring on them because we just slowed the pace down even more, and, you know, our bench was huge. I mean, between Tyson, myself, and Marcus, we had 23 points off the bench, which, you know, that's huge for this PLU team.
And again, moving towards next year, Tyson, again, only a freshman, playing those kind of minutes just, you know, is huge, huge a confidence builder for him and for the team, you know, looking ahead next year.
You can't undervalue Tyson Burr, and you have to realize, you look at him where he was at the beginning of this year and where he has matured to now and played the big playoff minutes and scored as much as he did, that's a brand new player. It shows what a year of college basketball does for you, and he's going to be so helpful as we go on.
That's absolutely right. Now, you mentioned the beginning of the year. In the preseason coaches poll, PLU was picked to finish 7th
in conference. No. 8th. 8th out of 9.
8 out of 9.
8 out of 9.
Still, wow. The bottom.
The bottom.
You were picked to, you know, finish in the bottom of the conference.
Only above Linfield.
Now, you know, you can kind of see where those coaches and those people were coming from, because, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of success as far as the wins and the losses are concerned in the last 3 years. Each of those last 3 years, you guys have finished with a record of 8-17.
Yep.
All right. You got to go back to 2011, 2012 to see when the team finished near 500 at 12-13. All right. Was the team overlooked heading into the season?
I don't know if we were overlooked. We felt disrespected,
right,
for the amount of games that, you know, yeah, we didn't win a lot of games, but we were in a lot of games last year. I mean, we played Whitman, who was the number 2 or 3 team in the country, to triple overtime at our place. You know, we were in a couple huge games last year and ended up losing. And, you know, so, yeah, did we, if you look at the team over the last 3 years, did we probably deserve, if I was making those polls, would I have put us at the 8th slot? Probably. But then if you looked at this team and looked how this team was improving, and, you know, you see the coming of age of Bryce Miller and Brandon Lester and Dylan Foreman, the fact that they're scoring as much as they do, to rank us 8th, I think, was a little rough. But then when we come out in the month of in the preseason and go 9-2, I think it was kind of a put us on the map moment for D3 Hoops. Mm-hmm. Was just like, hey, this PLU team's serious. We beat Texas Lutheran. We beat UW Stout. Those are top teams, one in the West Conference and the other one in the Texas Conference. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, okay, they're here. You know, you beat Whitman, who's number 7 in the nation, and then you play Whitworth, who's number 1 in the nation, to within 2 points.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, Drew, correct me if I'm wrong. I think, you know, you guys were definitely overlooked in the Northwest Conference, but I think you guys knew you would be good. You know what
yes.
I mean? I mean, you guys, and that's what's fun. I think whenever, you know, great teams thrive is when they believe in themselves, but no one else believes in them.
We knew we were going to be good. It was very evident from when this team got together that at the very beginning of the year when we started practicing together, we're like, oh my Lord, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
We're going to run the floor. This is going to be fun. We're going to play the basketball that this team's meant to be playing, finally. And then when we started winning games, we're like, hey, everyone, check it out. This is what PLU basketball is about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And obviously with the new addition of Robert Isaacson, it really helped you guys kind of get over that hump. Drew, take us through, you know, the game against Whitworth. Obviously, you know, it was 2 days right after, you know, the Whitman game. They're ranked 3rd in the country. You love that challenge. You're on the road, Spokane, Washington. You guys haven't beat them, you know, in 10 years, 20 straight losses. Take us through that game.
So we were all in the locker room together before the game. And, you know, coach was looking around or whatever. And we all got together to break after his speech. And I said one thing. I said, why not us? Which is a testament to Curt Schilling in the Red Sox, who broke the curse. That was there when they went down 3-0 in the Yankees. That was there.
Wow. So Russell Wilson took that from Schilling.
Yeah. That was there. that was their battle cry. Why not us?
Wow.
Don't let us win game one. And that's what we were saying. Don't let us beat Whitman, because if you let us come into Whitworth with momentum, we're gonna hang with you, and you better not let us hang around long, because we'll beat you. And that's what we came in. You know, we were all set, and we were up by 1 with 3 minutes to go in the half, mm-hmm. and we were like, hey, why not us?
Yeah.
Let's go. We're running with the number 3 team in the nation. Let's play.
And you guys expected that.
And we expected that. There was no surprise. It was a surprise to everybody else. We talked about it in the bus. There is no one outside of this core group who thinks that we're going to go in and beat Whitworth. There's no one. But you know what? It wouldn't have surprised us. And we came out and we played like we were ready to go, mm-hmm. and it wasn't going to surprise us.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a tough loss. Every loss is tough, especially at that level. But I think this team proved itself big time, not only to the school and to Whitworth and the other big teams in our league, but I think on a national scale too, we proved ourselves.
Yeah, man, it was fun to watch you guys, you know, all year long. You guys were really, like you said, you played a visually pleasing style of basketball. It was fun to watch from my position, you know, as a PA announcer and both as a writer. hanging out, watching you guys play. It was a lot of fun. Let's wrap it up here, Drew. What about the 2015-16 season? And maybe you can speak for the team as well, but what are you guys most proud of?
Let's see here. What are we most proud of? I think we're most proud of...
You know, don't give us the answer that you made the, you know, made the playoffs. I mean, don't...
No,
that's,
no.
I the think fans want more than
no,
that.
No, I know. I think we're most proud of that we finally played the basketball that Coach Dickerson knew we were capable of. He always talks about championship effort and those kind of.
What's his quote? Is it "do what we do"? That's,
yeah, do what we yeah. do. And we finally did what we did night in and night out, and we played the basketball we were capable of, and we knew we were capable of. And that basketball was what I think shocked a lot of people, and I think that's what put us in the conversation as far as nationally with D3 Hoops. And yeah, I know they left us out of the tournament.
Did you guys ever get any receiving votes?
I don't think there was a lot of votes for us, okay. But there was a national conversation that I followed on Twitter.
Okay.
That was about, hey, POU would be probably the best 17-10 team ever let into the tournament.
Wow.
And you know,
not that it matters, but it's nice to get recognition.
But it's nice that right. national recognition is something POU hasn't had in a long time.
Right.
And the fact that we played the basketball that we were capable of, and that put us on the national scale, and that we did what we did, and we got on that stage, is, you know, I think that's something that we're proud of.
No question, Drew. Folks, we're going to take a quick short break. When we come back, we will be discussing both POU softball as well as POU baseball. Again, this is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2 1/4 athletes on Luke Air Student Radio. Welcome back, sports fans, to Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2 1/2 athletes on Luke Air Student Radio. Again, folks, if you want to call into the show, do it. The number is 253-535-7332. Again, 253-535-7332. We're going to move on to both the baseball and the softball diamond. Both teams travel down to Pacific. But first, Drew, you're going to be doing the broadcast coming up, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'll be doing the broadcast about the softball game, and then I think Dylan will be over at the baseball game broadcasting that, and Christian's be on the PA.
I'm on PA Saturday, and I'm actually with Dylan on Sunday.
Oh,
so
that'll be awesome.
That'll be a good time.
Good,
man.
good.
I'm excited.
Wow.
Yep. So I have to get out of here, guys. As we talked about before, I have to do the student portion of Student Athlete. I have class right here in the middle block of our show, but I wanted to make sure I was here to talk about basketball, and I'll be back here for the last 30 minutes to talk national coverage with Kellen a little bit, another little verbal spar. So I'm going to hand over to these guys, leave you in their capable hands to talk baseball and softball. You'll hear enough about that from me if you tune into softball, and you'll hear enough of that from Dylan if you tune in to baseball. So I'll leave these two guys to it. Thank you guys for having me for the first half hour, and I'll see you in about an hour.
Thanks, Drew. That's dedication. We're proud of you. We're excited to see your cap report.
Yeah, I'm hustling back.